evening, we are making the audience's tiny ambitions come true. In our audience tonight, I'm looking for Rachel Eustace. Where are you, Rachel? Stand up, Rachel, and give us a wave. Now, Rachel was somebody who contacted us earlier on and set us off on this whole thing. What is your secret sorrow? What is it?
I've never met a famous person before.
She's never met somebody famous. Just never met a famous person. It's worked like that. All of us at fates or just by coincidence of, oh, I ran into so-and-so. I saw so-and-so. It's never happened for her. To correct it at the BBC is the work of an instant. What a day it was.
Never met a famous person.
Never met any famous people?
No.
Of any colour?
Never.
Not a weatherman? Nobody? Not a footballer?
No.
Nothing of the sort. Who would you like to meet given today? Who's your ambition? What is your big thing? And this is Gary Wilmot.
Frankly, this is Andy Peters, of course. Andy Peters, who does the kids, you know, most of the kids telly, but you're directing there, of course, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I am, actually, Danny, yeah.
It's good news, actually. And,
So, Rachel, you want to meet some well-known people. Dr. Hillary.
he's a man to see.
Actually, I'm having some trouble sleeping.
This is Shane Richard, a good friend of mine, Shane Richard. This is Rachel.
Oh, Rachel, all right, with you.
Two seconds, honestly.
Promise.
Rachel? It's Chris Tarrant.
back all the way out to the next one. Do you want to mess around with a photocopier?
Rachel, it's Hunter Dennis.
Right here, for you. How are you?
Rachel? Nick Hancock from Room 101.
Right here.
There you go.
Want something for you?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Dreaming of
a white. What do you think of his hair, Rachel?
What's your secret? You want to meet a proclaimer!
So nice to meet you. You're lovely. You know you're lovely. Isn't she nice, Amy?
So, you got this new thing, then?
Sorry, yes,
Neville Diamond. Maybe I'll ask one thing, if you were to look back on the day and select one moment, which is the high point for all this lovely thing.